This audio is related to HTML and web pages. The homework assignment for algorithms and programming languages, that lecture is lab and homework three. And the first part of this lecture will relate to that. And then the second part of the chapter on HTML and web pages will relate to lab and homework four. So I'll be breaking this up into two pieces. So you can certainly use this in order to help you do those assignments. HTML was the language that Tim Berners-Lee developed, and it provided the ability to have, among other things, links and include images and other types of things into a web page besides just plain text, which is what was the standard up to that time. And the language itself, it's not a programming language, but it's really a formatting language, and it enables someone who wants to change or to develop a web page that has images and text and links and all things using that language HTML. HTML will actually create a file which will have an ending in .html. And then we will direct the browser to open up that file. And the browser has built into it, almost all browsers today have built into it, the ability to understand the HTML language and to interpret it and to act upon it and display the web page as you want. If you look on slide two, you can see on the left-hand side in the middle a snapshot of a simple web page. And you can see it's all text. And we'll get into the details of that text pretty soon. And on the right-hand side to that, you can see a web page in a browser that has an image and it has text in large size, centered, and then some text on the bottom. And that web page on the left-hand side, that HTML file, I should say, is what enabled that web page to be displayed. HTML works by using things which are called tags. Each tag is identified by opening and closing brackets that look like greater than signs and less than signs. And almost all the tags that we'll be looking at will have opening and closing tags, so we know where a section begins and where it ends, though there are some that we'll come across that don't need that. If you look on slide three, you can see starting at line six, a tag called HTML, and at line 14, a closing tag. It's identified as closing because the only difference between 6 and 14 is that there's a forward slash before the H in HTML. And those tags that have closing tags to them will have a duplicate of the beginning of the tag, but it will also include a forward slash. The easiest thing to do in order to learn this is to open up Notepad and to type exactly what you see on the PowerPoint slide, in this case particularly from line 6 to line 14. You have to be very careful about making sure all the tags are correctly written, with the closing and opening less than and greater than signs, the forward slashes. You don't have to indent, but it's a good idea to indent so that it's easy to see where one tag ends and one tag begins. And it's good to leave extra lines just to space things out to make it easy to read. So we can see that in the web page starts with an HTML tag and closes in with an HTML tag. And then there are two main sections. One is called the head section and one is called the body section. The head section you can see from line 7 to 9, just a very short head section. And inside that head section it has another tag called title. Title says title of the page. This is what appears at the very top of your browser window, all the way up on top. Not inside the body where you would see images and text and links, but it describes the web page itself. So if you look at the image, you can see the text title of the page appears all the way on top of that web page or that browser next to the buttons which will close the window, minimize the window, etc. And the title tag, again, you can put anything you want in there. You can put my web page, Jack's web page, anything you want, and to uniquely identify it. The body section of the webpage is the next piece, and that's what appears in the body. And if you look at the browser window that shows there on the right, in the white section, where you would have images and text and links and everything else that you want to display. We're, of course, creating right now a very simple webpage. So all it has is some text that says text that appears in the page. But again, you could put anything you want in there, personalize it a little bit with a line or two of text. And what you're going to do is copy that in using, for example, Notepad, and open up Notepad, type that in, and then save it. Now, you have to be very careful, because to save an HTML file in Notepad, when you do save as, you're going to start it first with a double quote. Before you even begin to type the name, put a double quote, which is a shift on a single quote. The name of your file, my webpage, for example, .html, and then another double quote, and then you can click Save. And the best place to put it is on your desktop. After you save it on the desktop, you should see an icon on your window, on your main, on your screen. And the easiest way to open up that webpage is to double click on it. The reason why you have to put the double quotes around the name in Notepad is because Notepad will normally save something as a text file, a .txt, and if you don't use the double quotes, it will put a .txt, even if you put a .html. So be very careful with that, and sometimes if some students forget at the beginning to make sure that they do that. So look for a file on your screen that says that has an icon. It'll either have a Firefox icon or IE browser icon, and you double click on that, and that will open up the web page. And ongoing in this chapter, the best thing to do is to keep the browser window open, but only make it about half the size of the window and of the entire window of your screen. And then the Notepad file should also be open, but also keep it so that you can have both of those windows, the browser and the Notepad file, open at the same time. So you can make changes to the Notepad file, to the HTML, save it. The simplest way to save it is Control-S, and then go to your browser and click the refresh button, and the whatever changes you made will appear in the browser. So you can go back and forth and to test out the new features. So slide 4 shows you the title inside the head section. The bottom of slide 4 shows you a comment. Those special tags at the beginning, the less than sign, exclamation point, and two dashes, and ends with the two dashes and a greater than sign. Anything can go in there, and it's very useful, especially if you submitting a homework, to put your name in there and the date and the class. And that can go anywhere in the file, in the HTML file, but you might as well put it right at the beginning so it's easy to see who does that. Now we begin with more ways of aligning, of laying out text on a web page. Again, this is the simple features using a paragraph tag. And you can see in the slide 5 how a paragraph begins with a P and ends with a P. And you see inside the paragraph tag, there's another tag called a BR, which is a line break. HTML will ignore multiple spaces. So if you have one space between two words, that's fine. If you put 3, 4, 5, or 100 spaces between two words, the browser will ignore all the other ones and only use one. So even if you type multiple lines inside a P tag, it will all appear on the same line until you run out of space. And if you want to force a line break, you use the BR tag. In the bottom of that left-hand side on slide 5, you see something special called ampersand NBSP semicolon. This helps you to indent. Unfortunately, there isn't a simple way to put the blank space, so you have to use that special character inside HTML. More special tags, headings, H1 to H6. Again, take your web page, put your name in the body, and then before and after the name, use an H1 tag, and you'll see a very large size heading coming out. H2 will be a little smaller, H3 even smaller, down to H6, which is the smallest subheading. It just makes it easier instead of having to pick sizes. And then horizontal rule is actually a tag called HR, which just gives you a solid line anywhere you want on the browser, like to separate sections of a page. And then the next piece is about aligning text. Normally, text will start on the left-hand side of a screen of your web page, but you can also have it centered, or you can have it aligned to the right using that extra piece called style equals text dash align, and then a colon, and then either center, right, or left. And you notice that that style can go in an H1 tag, an H2 tag, a P tag. So it can go in many places, and you don't have to have any special tag to go with it. It's really just an additional feature of different types of tags, which helps you align. Slide 7 shows you different examples of how you can align text left, centered, and right. More formatting. You can have a text. You can have a line, entire line of text. You can have a word. You can have one letter of a line of text, which can be bold, italicized, underlined. There can be all three. If you want to make something bold, underlined, you can see you can have a B tag followed by an I tag followed by a U tag, and then the actual text. And then when you close it, you would close it in reverse order. So if you did B, I, U, and then some text, you would close it U, I, B in reverse order. Again, you'll have to fool around with this to see how it works. And you can see some examples in the slides and some in the textbook. And then you can actually change color you can have text, again, based. You can go down to the letter level, or you can have words or groups of words can be set to different colors using the span style tag. And after the word color, you can put most normal colors that you can think of. You can have red, green, blue, orange, or yellow, pink, cyan, magenta. So again, fool around with that and try it out. We'll get to changing the background in the next section. Hyperlinks, which we're all very much used to using, is when you have some text set up that you click on it and it takes you to another web page or another website. And to do that, you use the A tag or the anchor tag, and you have to include A space href, which is HTTP, HTML reference, HTTP reference equals, and then the name of the website, the full name. For example, in slide 9, http://www.creighton.edu, and then the word Creighton University. The words will appear on the web page, and when you click on the words Creighton University, the web page will be open for Creighton EDU. Excuse me. Example is on slide 10. Images. Also, people like to put pictures on their web pages. There's a special tag called an image tag. Here you say IMG, this is slide 11, IMG space SRC, which stands for source, equals, and then the name of the file. Now, the names of the file, the best thing to do if you want to do this is to, in the same directory, in your case, on your desktop, you should put the pictures that you want to appear in your web page. Now, if you created the picture yourself, you have to realize that the different types of pictures that you can have on a browser. We'll talk about those later. Most of them are either JPG or GIF files, and if you download something from a website, you have to. And you save it, you'll see the name that it saves it as, and then you'll know what you should type in to the SRC equals in order to get the picture to show. Sometimes the files are JPEG, sometimes it's JPG, and sometimes the pictures are GIF. So you have to be aware of what type of picture you have, and then you could put the right name in there. And the spelling has to be the same. If it's a capital letter in the name on the file, then it has to have that capital letter in the HTML. Everything has to match exactly in that case. The last piece we'll talk about in this part of the lecture on HTML is lists. You can have lists which can either have bullet points, and you could have different kinds of bullet points. The standard one is a little circle, or when those are called unordered lists, that's the UL unordered list, and you can have an ordered list which has numbers starting from number one, of course, and you can also have Roman numerals, or you can have uppercase letters or lowercase letters to identify each one individually, and that will have an OL tag for an ordered list. And as you'll see, if you have an ordered list, an unordered list, each item inside the list has to begin with an LI tag, a line tag, and end with a slash LI tag to close it. And in between, you can have any HTML. You can have italicized, bold, color, whatever you want inside any of those LI tags. And you close the ordered with a slash OL, and you close the unordered with a slash UL. You can see on slide 13 the different types of you can have squares for the unordered list. The circles is by default, and for the ordered list you can have, besides regular numbers, Arabic numerals, you can have alpha, uppercase alpha, lowercase Roman, uppercase Roman. And you can set up, as you see in the example, different types of kind of outlining information on a web page, and order it and have it organized very nicely. And you'll see in the homework assignment that it's going to be some assignment to create a list. So you'll get some work out of that, some exercise doing that in the lab in the homework assignment. And I'll put up another audio on the rest of this chapter, which has the additional material which will be useful for lab and homework 4.